Port Ward. Councillor Graham Moore, Deputy Mayor. 0400 167 844. Email g.more@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Ray Brown, 0419 953 198. Email r.brown@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Lang Lang Community Recreation Reserve nears completion. The major recreation and sporting precinct, Lang Lang Community Recreation Reserve, is nearing completion. The reserve will feature sporting facilities, multi-purpose community spaces, sporting ovals and other open spaces for recreational activities. The pavilion features accessible change rooms and amenities for netball, cricket and football, a gym, community space, kitchen, umpires facilities and storage space. Development of the reserve has also included construction of 2 football cricket ovals, cricket practice nets, 4 netball courts and car parking. The $13.5 million project has been funded by Council, $8.7 million, our community company, franchiser of Lang Lang Community Bank, $3.3 million, and the Australian Government's Building Better Regions Fund, $1.5 million. Go to www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/major-projects. The picture caption reads, Councillor Graham Moore inspects the progress of works at the Lang Lang Community Recreation Reserve. Bunyip Recreation Reserve Pavilion Update. Construction of the new soccer pavilion at Bunyip Recreation Reserve is almost complete. The pavilion will feature unisex, universally accessible change rooms for players and umpires, a first aid room, kitchen canteen, multi-purpose room for club activities and community hire, and storage spaces. The pavilion will be home to Bunyip Strikers Soccer Club and will ensure the club can accommodate the growing local participation in soccer, including junior and female players. The $2.76 million project is jointly funded by Council, $1.86 million, and the Australian Government's Building Better Regions Fund, $900,000. Go to www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/major-projects. Planning for the future. Pakenham South Employment Precinct Structure Plan. The Pakenham South Employment Precinct Structure Plan, PSP, is for 185 hectares of employment land located south of the South East Business Park and southwest of the Pakenham Livestock Exchange. It is proposed the regionally significant employment precinct will include industrial land to provide for approximately 3,500 jobs, a small commercial centre adjacent to public open space, shared paths and public open space reserves, bus-capable roads. Following consultation with relevant agencies, authorities and landowners, the community will be invited to provide feedback as part of the public exhibition period. Officer South Employment Precinct Structure Plan. The Victorian Planning Authority, VPA, and Council have started work on the Officer South Employment Precinct Structure Plan, which covers 1,069 hectares south of the Prince's Freeway, adjacent to the proposed Officer Town Centre. The PSP will set the vision for developing a new community that will deliver a large-scale, regionally significant employment precinct, provide business opportunities, enable more people in the Shire to live and work locally. As the project progresses, updates will be available on the VPA website at www.vpa.vic.gov.au/project/officer-south-employment. residents and interest groups will have the opportunity to provide feedback. Phone 1300 787 624. Book a court system, a hit for Cochrane Park. Booking a tennis court at Cooey Rupp's Cochrane Park is as easy as the click of a button following the launch of our Book a Court online system. Simply go to our website and use the Book a Court function to reserve a time to use the courts. Once the hire process is complete, participants need to enter their unique code, given to them on payment, at the tennis court gate. Cochrane Park is at 243 Rossiter Road, Cooey Rupp. Website www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/Cooey Rupp Tennis Club. The picture caption reads, Councillor Graham Moore and Councillor Ray Brown at the tennis courts at Cochrane Park. Cooey Rupp Oval Upgrades. Reconstruction of the Cooey Rupp Primary School Oval and adjacent Cooey Rupp Secondary School Oval is complete, with grass now being established on both grounds. The Primary School Oval upgrade includes new subsurface drainage, replacement of the cricket pitch, and two new cricket nets. The Victorian Government has contributed $100,000 towards the Primary School Oval upgrade, and Council contributed $50,000. The Secondary School Oval upgrade includes new subsurface drainage and irrigation, flood lighting, a bore installation, power upgrade, and lighting of the synthetic hockey pitch to meet Australian standards. Design of a new pavilion will commence soon. The secondary college upgrade is funded by the Victorian Government's Department of Education, $1.6 million, with $800,000 allocated for the oval upgrade works. The oval upgrades will allow Cooey Rupp cricket and football clubs to expand their player numbers and will provide additional oval space for both clubs for training. Roads update. Council undertakes an annual road resurfacing program to extend the life of local roads and improve our local road network. Resurfacing works are proactive works to prevent water damage to the road, which can cause potholes and other issues that are expensive to repair. In Port Ward, three priority roads will be reconstructed. Caldermede Road, Caldermede, Railway Road to South Gippsland Highway, and west from number 170 to the driveway at number 110. Tynong Bales Road, Bales, end of seal widening to Roper's Lane. 7 Mile Road, Cooey Rupp North, Bunyip River Road intersection to 165 metres south of Whitter Lane. A number of roads across the ward will also be resurfaced, including 9 Mile Road, Tynong, Bailey Boulevard, Cooey Rupp, Bessie Creek Road, Nanagoon North, and Tonnambuck Road, Tonnambuck. For a full list of roads to be resurfaced, visit our website www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/sealed roads. Safety improvements. Council will install 3.6 kilometres of guardrail on Main Drain South Road in Bunyip to improve road safety between Evans Road and Little Road. Council received a grant from the Australian Government's Black Spot Programme to deliver the $500,000 project, which is expected to be completed in the coming months.